Today's shir is Masechet Bava Basra on Daf Lamed Dalid. We will begin on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, 9 lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the last word on the line, Hahu Da Amrle Lechavri. We are about to begin the famous Shas Sugya known as Naska de Rabba Abba. Begins the Gemara. Hahu Da Amrle Lechavri. There was a person who said to his friend, my boy is Bahayar, what are you doing on my ground? I bought it from you, and I have 3 years of chazaka that I occupied your land. I don't have a shtar, and you weren't molcha. I have a raya that it belongs to me. So he brought one witness that he had eaten for 3 years. He couldn't find the second witness. Sover Rabbanan Kameid Abaye Lameimer, so the Talmidim who were in front of Abaye thought to say, Hainu Naska de Rabbi Abba, that this will be a parallel case to the Din Torah concerning the Naska, the silver bar that Rabbi Abba gave a psak on, and the same psak that Rabbi Abba gave in that case, we'll soon see what the case was, that same Psak halacha will apply to the case that we had just here. The issue in our Gemara, as Rashbam explains, does not concern the karka. The karka, of course, has to go back to the ma'arer because the machzik was unable to provide two witnesses that he had 3 years of chazaka. The question is concerning the peiros. And Tosus explains that at this point in the Gemara, when we think that there is a comparison, when the Talmidim of Abaye thought there was a comparison to Naska de Rabba Abba, the Gemara was going with the assumption that the Eid Echad is now detrimental for the Machzik. Because if he cannot have a Chazaka, then in fact the Eid Echad is saying that you owe the Paris to the Ma'arer. If you can't prove that it's your Karka, then the testimony of the Eid Echad could be held against the Machzik, and he'll have to give the Paris back to the Ma'arer. And now we'll see the comparison to the case of Naska de Rabba Abba. Dahu Gavra de Chot of Naska Mechavri. There was this person who grabbed this silver ignit, which is a bar of silver cut to certain proportions, certain measurements. Naska mechavre, he grabbed this Naska from his friend. Oslo kamei to Rabami. He came in front of Rab Ami, the one who it was grabbed from, came to Rab Ami, and he brought the other person to a dintari. You stole this silver bar from me. Have a Yosef Rab Abba kamei. Rab Abba was sitting in front of Rab Ami, and Toysus on Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph. Second bottom toisvus on the Amid, which is really going on our Gemara right here. Divri Amaslav Yosef Rab Abba. Toisvus says, Mashmid Rab Abba hoya tamido shor Rab Ami. Since the Gemara says that Rab Abba was sitting in front of Rab Ami, it would appear that Rab Abba was a Talmud of Rab Ami. And Toisvus then goes through various questions in this inyan. But Bepashtis, Rab Abba was a Talmud of Rab Ami, and he was sitting in front of Rab Ami. So the person from whom the Naska was taken away from, he brought one witness that it had been grabbed from him. When the grabber was presented with the testimony of this one aid, Omar Lay, he said to the person who it was grabbed from, in Chatvi Vididi Chatvi, yes, I grabbed it, but I was grabbing my own thing. I owned this thing, and therefore I was grabbing it from you. Amar Rav Ami, so Rav Ami now was trying to decide what halacha would apply in this case. As we turn to Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph, Heichi Nedainu Daini, what judgment will we render in this case? Lahai Dina to this Din Torah. As the Rashbam points out, that there are three scenarios which are different than our case, where the psak would have been simple. If there were two Edim that testified that Reuven grabbed it from Shimon, so then, of course, Reuven would have to return it to Shimon. If there were no Edim, there's not even an Ed Echad, there were no Edim that he grabbed it, then he would not have to give it back because he would be believed with a migui. Was the migui? The migui is, I grabbed what was mine. I have a migui. I could have said, I never grabbed it. You have no testimony against me. You have no witnesses in a case where there's no witnesses. So I have a bona fide migui and I'll be believed. Of course, the Rashbam points out that without a migui, of course, we would give it to the person who it was grabbed from. Reuven can't just go over to Shimon and grab something and say, oh, it's mine. But in this case, he has a migui because he said, I grabbed my own. He had a migui. He could have said he never grabbed it. There were no edim. So he would win. These two scenarios, no question what the Psak Halacha would be. Let's say there was an Eid Echad, but he would fight the Eid Echad. He would be Makhish the Eid Echad. And he would say, I never grabbed it. You're saying I grabbed it, and I say I never grabbed it. So we know that an Eid Echad is Mechayev Shavua, as Rashbam brings down in the sixth wide line, the pasuk in Dvorim you test, like Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish L'Cholovin L'Cholchatos, on which the Chazal learn out, Shalei Mamin Shehu Kaifer Ve'Eid Mechayev Lo Yakum, that an Eid Echad to be Mechayev Mamin, which the other one is denying, that an aid is not able to do, only two aidim are able to do. Avol kamhu l'shvua l'hakrish as aid shaloi chotv b'mamin zeh. However, what the aid could be mechayiv is to make a shvua. So ein echanami, there would be a clear shvua, and if the person would swear, then ein echanami, he would keep it, the grabber would keep it, and if he would not want to swear, then Bezdin would say, give it back to the person who was grabbed from. So in these three cases, in these three scenarios, the psak is very pashut. But in this particular case that we're dealing with, we have a problem. Why? And now, Rav Ami explains what the quandary over here is. L'shalem, should we make him pay, as the Rashbam speaks out, since you were moited that you grabbed it, and normally a person is not believed to say, I grabbed my own thing. You want him to pay it and give it back to Shimon from whom he grabbed it. Leketrei Sadi. There are no two witnesses here. Of course, if there be two witnesses, then he'd have to give it back. But since there are no two witnesses, explains the Rashbam, as we explained before, then he has a migui. He has a migui because he says, I grabbed my own. He could have said, I never grabbed it. You have no witnesses to prove that I ever grabbed it. So we cannot make him pay because there's no two edim. He has a migui. Lifterei, do you want to say that based on that migui, he should be potter, but ikachad sada? There is one aid. And now that one aid, as the Rashbam uses the Lashon further, sharei hoira koichai shel migui. That one aid causes that the migui has been weakened. Why? Because what are we saying? I have a migui. I said I grabbed my own thing. Believe me, with a migui, I could have said I never grabbed it. But if you would have said you never grabbed it, you would be going against the Eid Echad. The Eid Echad is mechayev you a shvua. So who says that you want to get involved in a shvua? You don't have a migui. A migui is always, I could have tined it a better tina. That's not a better tina for you. Because if you would have gone head to head against the Eid Echad would be mechayev you a shvua. Maybe you don't want to swear. So that puts a dent into your migui. So I can't say that you're potter. There's a witness that's going against you. What are you going to say? You know what? Why doesn't he do what we paskened in the other case of Eid Echad? When an Eid Echad said he grabbed it, and he's makish Eid, and he says, I didn't grab it. It's my own. So we make him swear. So let's make the same shvua here. The Eid Echad says you grabbed it. He says, I grabbed it, but it was mine. So basically, the Eid Echad is saying you're a gazlan. He's saying I'm not a gazlan. Let him make that shvua. Why don't we paskin that? But says Rav Ami, no, I have a problem with that. Ha'omar michtav chatva. He says he agrees to the aid that I grabbed it. Except what? It was my own. I grabbed my own thing. The kivin da omer de chatva. Once he says that I grabbed it, he's moited to the Eid Echad that he grabbed it. Hava like a gazlan. He remains like a gazlan. Explains the Rashbam. Not that he has a din of a gazlan by any way, because he's claiming that he stole, that he grabbed something that he owned. So why would that make him a gazlan? The Rashbam explains, just like a gazlan is not able to swear, so too in this case he's not able to swear. Why is he not able to swear? So the Rashbam explains, because what is the shvua that the Torah tells me to swear? The shvua is that the Eid Echad says, you grabbed it, and I deny that I grabbed it. But concerning that shvua, says the Rashbam, you today are like a gazlan, meaning you can't swear that shvua. Because what type of shvua are you going to say? You're going to say, oh yes, I grabbed it, but I grabbed my own thing. That's not the shvua that the Torah was mechayev. The Torah was mechayev in Eid Echad when you go head-to-head against the Eid Echad. Here you're not going head-to-head against, you're agreeing with the Eid Echad. Yes, I grabbed it, but I grabbed my own. Says the Rashbam, that's not the she'ein, the Lashon of Rashbam is she'ein zu shvua mutelas alav. That's not the shvua that the Torah was mechayev. The Torah didn't give such a shvua where I can explain what the aid is testifying about. You can only give a shvua when you're going against what the aid is saying. There's no such shvua. So memela, all the options here of a psak, I don't have, says Rav Ami. What do we do in this case? So when Rav Abba, the Talmud, was sitting over there in front of Rav Ami, and he heard Rav Ami's quandary, Omar lay, on the side, the Masar Sashas puts in the word lay instead of lehu, Omar lay, Rav Abba, so Rav Abba said to Rav Ami, Havi mechuyev shvua. He is a mechuyev shvua because of the Eid Echad. The Eid Echad says it's not yours. You're trying to say it is yours. So really you should swear, but it's mechuyev shvua she'ena yochel l'shava, that he's not able to swear. Why isn't he able to swear? As the Rashbam explained, because that's not the shvua precisely what the Torah was mechayev. The chala mechuyev shvua she'ena yochel l'shava mishalem, whoever swears, whoever's mechuyev in a shvua, and he's not able to make the shvua, he must pay. Now on this, the Tosfos brings down that we find that Rav and Shmuel disagree with Rav Abba, and they hold that the only time you pay is when you don't want to swear. But here, where it's a case of an oinus, where you ain't a yochel, where you're not able to swear, there Rav and Shmuel hold that you don't have to pay. When do we say mechuyev shvua and kol mechuyev shvua and he doesn't swear, he pays? That's if he could have sworn and he didn't want to swear. Then the Torah said you have to pay. The Eid Echad is mechayev shvua. You don't use the shvua, then you have to pay. But if I want to swear, but you don't let me swear because that's not precisely the shvua that the Torah gave, so then I'm ain a yochel shava. So the Rav Abba holds ain a yochel shava is mishalem, and Rav Shmuel hold that ain a mishalem. We'll see more about Rav Shmuel Shita when we see an important Tosfos here later in the shir. So meanwhile, this was what the Talmidim of Abaya wanted to say, as the Rashbam explains, is that the same thing applies over here in our case. If the Rashbam says that if there would be two witnesses that say that he ate 3 years of a chazakah, so then we give it to the lekeach. There's an open and shut case, no shiloh. If there's no witnesses that he ate shnei chazakah, then we take the kark away from him and we give it to the ma'arer. What about the peiris? So the peiris, he has a migui. Now, in other words, if there's no witnesses that he ate, he has a migui to say, I never ate. Now, we can't say the migui, the Rashbam explained that in yesterday's shir. We can't say the migui of here is, I never ate anything, because if I never ate anything, how are you establishing a chazaka? You're saying that you ate on the karka for 3 years. You only brought one aid, so you had to give the karka back. But your claim is that you ate for 3 years. But Rashbam explains, you're saying I ate normally like an owner of a field, right? And I have a migui. I could have said that I just ate enough to scratch out a chazaka. The Rashbam brings down yesterday shir that I planted a certain amount and I harvested and ate a little more. But I didn't eat like a regular person. I could have said that. Instead, I go harchef pi, And I say, I ate regularly. So believe me that I ate regularly because I could have said, I just accomplished the chazaka. That's the migya over here. So the gabe de peris, he'll be believed if there are no edim. So again, if there's two edim that he had shnei chazaka, clear answer goes to the, it goes to the machzik. If he doesn't have edim, the karka goes to the ma'arer. And as far as the peris are concerned, he has a migui. Now, in this case over here, where the where the machzik only brought one aid, so says the Rashbam, there here again you're not able to give a shvua. Number one, the Rashbam says, here's our case speaking about karka, einish bo an ala karkois. And even if you want to say that the din Torah is legabe de peiros, but what am I saying? Am I denying what the Eidim are the Eid Echad is saying? I'm agreeing with what the Eid Echad is saying. The Eid Echad says, I can testify he ate for 3 years like a regular owner would eat on a piece of property. And I say, yes, I agree. And you know why I ate? Because I bought it from him. I don't have the shtar. I lost it. I don't have two Eidim, so the Bezin is going to award the karka back. But as far as the payers are concerned, what do you want to say? The Eid Echad should make me swear. I can't swear. It's the same case said the Talmidim of Abaya, like Naska the Rababa. I can't swear because the only shvuah in Eid Echad is Mechayiv is when I go head to head against Eid Echad. Here I'm not going head to head. I'm agreeing with the Eid Echad that I ate, except I ate what was mine. So the Chayr, it's mamish the same. What will be the Psak Halacha? Mitayit she'ein a yachol lishav ha-mishalim. That he'll have to pay to Paris because he can't swear. Omar Le Abaya, or maybe it's Omar Lahu because it's the Rabbon and the Talmidim are saying to Abaya, and Abaya said back to them, Rabboisai, there's a big chilek. You made a mistake here in your dimyon, me dummy. How can you compare the case of Naska the Rababa to our case here? Why? Hasam Sada Le'uruye Kase. The Eid Echad who says, hey, I saw you grab, you Reuven grabbed the Naska from Shimon, what's the Eid Echad coming to do? To oppose him. The Eid Echad's trying to say, you are a stealer. And I'll prove to you that the Eid Echad is going against him. The Bach puts in a vav, v'chi osi achrine ba'day mafkinu laminei. If Eid number two comes and says the same as Eid number one, two Eidim would say that you grabbed it. So what's the halacha? Of course he has to give it right back. So even if only one aid came, but we see what's in the mind of the one aid. The one aid wants the mechayev him to give back the naska to the person from whom he grabbed it. But hacha, but over here by what? By chazak of 3 years where he brings one aid. Hacha l'siyuye kasi. What is that one aid who said? We learned, we said from Tosfos at the beginning of this year that the Gemara in the Hava Minna, the Talmidim thought, now, since we're giving back the karka, so the one aid is to his detriment. Because the one aid is now saying, if it's not your karka, you owe to Paris. But now, the Abai is saying it's not true. Because, after all, the machzik is bringing one aid. He can't find two. But what's he bringing the one aid for? He's bringing the one aid to help his case. That I was here 3 years and I bought it from you and I'm eating my own fruit. Hachal shiyakos, and I'll bring you a proof. Ki osachrina, when a second aid would come and say that you had it for 3 years, mukminin lo biyadei, we would give it to the machzik once he has two aid and that he ate for 3 years. So memela, when did Naska to Rababa? When did Rababa paskin? That mitar sheni yachal ishav mishalim. That's when the aid is coming against the grabber. The one who grabbed the naska. So then you have to swear. You're going against Eid Echad. You can't swear because you're not swearing the shvu of the Torah. But over here, the aid that you're bringing is not against you. The aid that you're bringing, the machzik, is on your side. You're not fighting him. So the Eid Echad is never mechayev you a shvuah. So memela, you cannot say mitar sheni yachol lishav mishalom. Ella, E dam yaha de Rab Abba. If you want to use the case of Rab Abba as a precedent, there's a different case where it'll fit in like a glove. Fit in perfectly. What case? Lechad Sada. There was one aid. Ulatar Teshni. that 1:8 said, I saw him eat for 2 years, not 3 years, ulaperi, and it's concerning the peri. So now it's perfect. This is exactly the case of Rabbi Abba, because we can say the same halachas that we had by the Naska, we can say over here. If he would have had 2 edim that he ate the peiris and he didn't have 2 edim for 3 years. He only had 2 edim for 2 years. So then there's no question that he's mechuyev to pay the peiris to the marer, because he doesn't have a chazakah and all the edim are saying you were there 2 years. So he has to pay. If there's no edim usar, then he'll have again a migui. Over here you have an eid echad. That's our case over here. And what's the eid echad doing? He's not makrish. It's not a fight. It's not that the Eid Echad says you were there 2 years, and he says I was not there 2 years. I disagree, because then the psak is also very posh and explains the Rashbam. What's the psak? The psak is you're makrish an Eid Echad, and Eid Echad's mechayev shvua. Make the shvua, and then you'll win your case. However, what's our case over here, where you're agreeing with the Eid Echad? You're saying yes, I ate it because I was there 3 years. I'm saying that I ate my own thing. I agree with you that I ate because I was eating my own thing. You're telling me I was only there 2 years, and I'm saying that I was eating my own thing. So memela, that is mamish exactly the same as naskid rababa. So since you cannot make a shvua, in this case, we'll say mitorch sheni yachol shava mishalem. But in the case that we had on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis when we started today's shir, that is not a dimyan says abaya to naskid rababa. And there we can't say that mitorch sheni yachol shava mishalem. So now there's a very important toisus here. Diri amaskel heve mechuyev shvuv eni yachol shava. Toisus asked the kasha, why did Rab Abba say that by naskid Rab Abba? Why did he paskin that he can't swear and therefore he has to pay lechayri as a migui? What happened to the migui? He's saying, I grabbed my own. So he has a migui. He could have said, I never grabbed it. So you tell me, oh, there's no migui. Why is there no migui? Because the Eid Echad says that you grabbed it. You say you never, what would be his migui? Instead of saying, I grabbed my own, the migui is, I could have said, I never grabbed it. But the Eid Echad is saying you did grab it. So you'd be mechuyev a shvua. Ah, so you don't want to get involved with a shvua. Therefore, it's not considered a good migui. Says the Tosfos asks a tremendous question. Why don't the Chachamim make him swear? Why don't the Chachamim make him swear that I grabbed my own thing? So that takes away the defect of the migui. You're telling me the migui has a defect because he won't want to swear that it is, I never grabbed it, because then he'll have to be, he's makish the aid. And there's a shrua, so let him swear now that I grabbed my own. So the shruas are, either way he has to swear, and Mimeli has a migui. Believe me, I grabbed my own, because I could have said I never grabbed it. So Toysa says, maybe you'll say, oh yeah, but there's a shrua d'oraisa, and here's a shrua d'rabbonin. The Shvu'ah D'Oraisa is where you're machish the aid, and a Shvu'ah D'Rabbanan is where you're clarifying what the aid said. Yes, I grabbed it, but I grabbed my own. You're not going head to head against the aid. So that's a Shvu'ah D'Rabbanan. But when you're machish, Shvu'ah D'Oraisa. So Tosfos brings a Gemara to show that, at least according to one pshat, that there is no nafka minna. Once you're swearing, then we don't care if it's a D'Rabbanan or a D'Oraisa, and therefore, L'chayra, you do have a migui. Tosfos' kasha is, what happened to the migui? Make him swear that he grabbed his own, and you don't have a problem that there's a defect in the migui because he has to make a shvua D'Oraisa. Make him swear now that he grabbed his own. So later in the Tosfos, around 8-9 lines down from where it gets wide, he brings the Ri. The Ri says, no, there's no migui over here, because to say in the face of the Eid Echad that I never grabbed it, that's a chutzpah. That's a huzzah. It's easier for him to say, yeah, I grabbed it, I agree with you, but I grabbed my own. But what do you want to say? Give him a migui that he could have said, I never grabbed it. That's a chutzpah. He doesn't have the huzzah. That's not considered a migui. Tosfos does not like this pshat, because Tosfos says, if so, how do we understand Rav Shmuel that we mentioned before? Rav Shmuel in Shvuah Staf Mem Zayin are of the opinion that we don't say mitorch sheni yachol shava mishalim. And you don't pay. In the case of Naskir Rababa, they paskin that you don't have to pay. But Frank Tice says, if you're going to say like the Re, that there's no Migui here at all. So we said before at the beginning of this year, a Reuven can't go over to Shimon and grab away something from Shimon, and without a Migui say, oh, I grabbed my own thing. He can only be believed with a Migui. You're telling me now there's no Migui. So even if they don't hold of the din, they don't hold of that din, but there has to be some reason why we believe him that he grabbed his own. The only thing that we could attach ourselves to is a migui. Now you, the Re, are telling us there's no migui, so we don't understand Rav Shmuel. Therefore, brings down Tosfos, the Pirush of the Ravam, Lekach, this is approximately 15 lines down in the Tosfos from the wide lines. Lekach nir, let's see the words inside. Lekach nir, k'may shepirish revam, devadai havi migui. Avada, there's a migui here. Ulahachi patri ravi shmuel. The neman b'shvua b'migui di boy omer loichatvi. So, Ravi Shmuel says he has a migui. He could have said, I didn't grab it. He would have to make a shvua. Now he says, I grabbed my own. He'll also make a shvua. He has a migui. And they don't hold of the rule of mitar sheni yachol shav misham. So he doesn't have to pay. So he has a right to the thing because of a migui. And they don't hold of the rule mitar sheni yachol shav misham. So that's Ravu Shmuel. Now what about Rababa? Rababa Savar, afal gav de isle migui chayiv. Even though there is a migui here, you're chayiv. Why? The kivan de ikka echad ha-mechayiv shvua min ha-Torah. Since there's an eid echad who's mechayiv you a shvua from the Torah, kain hu adin. This is the din. She yishba, he has to swear, lahakrish as eid, to go against the eid, or yishalim, or he pays. The ein moyo loy migui lifter. Migui does not help the potter. So the Ravam says that yes, there's a migui, but in our case, migui doesn't work. Now, the Ravam doesn't actually explain clearly why doesn't it work. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and Rabbi Shimon Shkop, there various achroinim, there are two ways that we can understand what the Ravam is saying. And they really have to do with a chakira of an eid echad. When an eid echad is mechayev shvua, what is the pshat in the eid echad being mechayev shvua? Is the pshat that an eid echad is different than shnei eidim? Shnei eidim are mechayev mamon, an eid echad cannot be mechayev mamon. But the Torah gave him at least one thing, he can be mechayev a shvua. And if you don't take advantage of the shvua, or according to Rababa, if you're not able to take advantage of the shvua, then you have to pay. That's one way to learn. The second way to learn is that an eid echad is mechayev mamon. He's really like two eidim. He's believed like two eidim mechayev mamon, except the Torah gave a loophole. The Torah said that if you're confronted by an eid echad, who's mechayev you mamon, as if he'd be like shnei eidim, you can make a shvua and get out of the chiyuv. According to the first pshat, the eid echad is only mechayev shvua, but if you don't take advantage of the shvua, then you have to pay the mamon. According to the second pshat, the eid echad is like shnei eidim. He's mechayev mamon. And the eid echad is mechayev mamon, and if you're einoy yachol lishava, you're mishalem. Why? Why are you mishalem of einoy yachol lishava? Because the eid echad is mechayev mamon, like two eidim. The only thing is an eid echad has a loophole, that shvua counters the eid echad. If you didn't take advantage of the shvua, either willingly or even according to Rababa, but through an oinus, einoy yachol lishava, it doesn't matter. Now you have to pay as if two eidim are saying that you're chayev. Those are the two ways to learn. So according to both ways, we can understand the Ravam. According to the first pshat, that the eid echad is mechayev shvua, but if you don't swear, you have to pay. So we can understand the Ravam. It sounds similar to like a gzeir sakasim. The Torah by an eid echad gave you, the Torah didn't go into belief, whether you believed connected the eid echad. The Torah by an eid echad gave you two courses. Either you swear, or if you can't swear, that's what the eid echad is mechayev you, according to the first way of Rabbi Chanan, then you have to pay. So migui doesn't, that's what the Ravam means. Migui doesn't play a role here. Mitarach sheni yachol shava, mishalim. If you are not meeting the chiyuv of shvua that the eid echad is mechayev, the only other alternative is to pay. Memele, you can't say he has a migui. That's the first pshat. According to the second pshat, what the Ravam means to say is that the eid echad has a din like two eidim. So by two Adam, we learned in the whole sugya over here, the Rosh Brahma said clearly at the beginning of the sugya, that two Adam, Migui is not going to help you. Migui doesn't help against two Adam. So Mimeil, if the Eid Echad has a din, like two Adam, except the Shvua is a loophole to get out of the Chiv Mammon, if you don't take advantage of the Shvua, then you're left with two Adam, and Mimeil, the Migui is against two Adam. So explains Rabbi Chanan. And the Shari Yosher, Rav Shimon Shkop, says that that's how the Ramban learns the Pshat in the Ravav. The only thing is, the Rav Shimon Shkop asks a tremendous kasha. His kasha is, there's a big chilek between two Edim that a Migui doesn't help, or one Edim that has a din like two Edim, and you're telling me Migui doesn't help. Well, right, let's analyze it. When the two Edim say, we saw you grab it, and you say, I grabbed my own, so you have a migui, you could have said, I didn't grab it. Terence says, that's not a migui. Because by saying, I didn't grab it, you're going up against two Adam who say you did grab it. So of course you're not believed. So you don't have a migui. I could have said, I didn't grab it. So that's why by two Adam, avada, you have to pay to the person you grabbed it from. However, by one aid that has a din of two Adam, he's Mechayev Mammon, and you have a loophole to get out with a shvua. So l'chayra, over here, When I say, yes, I grabbed my own thing. So l'chayra, if I make a shvua that I grabbed my own thing, I have a valid migui, and the migui is, I could have said that I never grabbed it. And if I would have said I never grabbed it by an eid echad, that's a loophole, I am believed. So Rav Shimon asks, why, ein echanami, an eid echad has a din of two eidim, it's a chiv moment. But so what? L'chayra, I have a legitimate migui. I buy two Adam, if I would have said I never grabbed it, you're not believed against two Adam. But by an Eid Echad, who have a din of two Adam, if I would have said I never grabbed it, and I would have sworn, I would be believed connected to Eid Echad, who has a din like Shnei Adam. But that's a Shnei Adam where the Torah said Shu is stronger. So we're back to square one. Why doesn't the migui help? Answers Rav Shimon that the pshat is, now, we learned that there's a shaila, is migui a din or is migui a birur? Is migui a clarification, I'm saying the truth? Or is migui a halacha, that the nemanis that you had from one taina is transferred over to another taina? So says Rav Shimon, if we learn that migui is a din, that whatever nemanis you had in one taina transfers to the second, so we could say that in this case you can't transfer. Because in this case, you would have to make a whole new metzias. The metzias is that you're saying to the Eid Echad that I never grabbed it. That's when the Torah said that a shvua is stronger than the Shnei Edim. That koyach, that a shvua is stronger than the Shnei Edim, the Torah only said it by when you're going head to head and you're denying that you ever grabbed it. But in your case, where you're saying, yes, I grabbed it, but I grabbed my own, there the Torah didn't give you that koyach. So there the migui can't transfer to the monis. So it remains a migui, which is keneged to Adam. The only way I could have gotten out of it is by making a shvua, which I would have been believed against the Eid Echad. But since I can't make that shvua, because that's not the shvua that the Torah prescribed, so neshe'ena yachali shava mishalim. That is how Rav Shimon explains why migui over here in Naskar Rababa would not work. Continues the Gemara. On Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, the Gemara relates a story, Hahu Arba. There was this boat, as the Rashbam says, this boat was on a river. There was a fight between two people. Hi, Omer Didihi, Vahai Omer Didihi. Each one said, it's mine. And both the Rashbam and Tosfos speak out that neither of them were holding onto the boat, either individually or even as a group. They were not holding, because if they were both on the boat, then it would be like Shnayim Oysen Batalis, that whatever is under your hand is yours. Tosfos brings the case we just had, Naskid Rababa. If I grab something from you and I don't have a migui, I'm not believed to say I grabbed my own thing. What we have a chazaka, whatever is under a person's hand is his. So if two people were on a boat, then we say whatever is they are occupying on the boat belongs to them. Then the din is yachloiku. Here, we're not going to pass Yachloika. Here, we're going to pass Kol Dalam Gvar, which Rashbam explains to mean in our sugya, that whoever is either physically stronger or whoever has better rayas than the other one, he will win. So there was a boat that they were both fighting about, and each one said, it's mine. Also, Chad Menayel Beidina, one of them came to the Bezdin, V'Omar, Tifsua, the Bach puts the word in Ad, D'maisina sadi d'dihi. I'm really the owner. I have witnesses. And I don't want you, Bezdin, to put the din of Kol Dam Gvar into effect right now. I want you to grab it until I bring witnesses. The Rashbam explains that he was afraid that the other fellow would sell the boat. He wasn't afraid the other one would be machzik the boat, because Bezdin, once he would bring witnesses, would be able to take him away from the boat. His problem was he was afraid that it would be sold. He'd never see the boat again. So he wanted to make sure that he has time to bring Adam. Don't put Kol Dam Gvar into effect yet. Let me bring Adam. So the Shaila is, Tafsinon or Loi Tafsinon? Does Bezdin grab, in this case, the boat, or does it not grab the boat? The Rashbam learns, and this is the way the Rashbam learns throughout the whole sugya, that we're going to have another shaila in our Gemara. Once Bezdin grabs it, does Bezdin let it out of their control or not? So the Rashbam says that both shailas are totally one and another. Tosfos disagrees. We'll see Tosfos' pshat later. But the Rashbam's pshat is, do I say that Bezdin can grab the boat? Because if later he doesn't show up with the witnesses, so Bezdin will mafkinon. They will give it back into a status of Kol Dam Gvar. So we haven't lost anything by grabbing it to protect the rights of this person who claims he has Adib, so that the other person can't sell it. So let's grab it. If the other one will bring witnesses, we'll give it to him. If he won't give witnesses, we'll put it back into the condition of, to the status of Kol Dam Gvar. Oy loit have seen it. Or maybe not, because Rashbam explains, this shita goes that loy mafkinin. Once Bezdin gets their hands on something, they don't let it go until they're mavar exactly who the owner is. So maybe this guy who says he has Adim really is a liar. He doesn't have Adim. He just doesn't want his friend to get a hold of the boat. So therefore, he says, I have Adim. He knows Bezdin will grab it. And once they grab it, they're not going to get it out. Thomas Nafshi and Plishtim. If I can't have it, I don't want my friend to have it either. So this, maybe we're going to be hurting the real owner. And if we don't grab it, he'll be strong, the real owner. And he has a chance through Kol Dam Gvar to get what's really his. So therefore, the din would be loy tafsinin if you hold that once it's grabbed, loy mafkinin. So it's totally ho baho. Rav Huna Amar Tafsinan. Rav Huna said Tafsinan because according to Rashbam, he holds Mafkinan. Rav Yehuda Amar Loi Tafsinan because once you grab it, you can't let it out. And then we could be making a damage for the real owner who could have won it through Kol Dam Gvar. Now, the Rashbam explains that what happened was that either they both decided together, let's give it to Bezdin, or the Bezdin particularly over there, Paskin like Rav Huna, that Tafsinan, he went and he couldn't find any witnesses. Amar Lahu, this same person said to Bezdin, Afkua, now that you have it, let it out. V'chol da'olam gvar, give it back to the status of kol da'olam gvar. So now the Gemara has a second child. Mafkinin, alay mafkinin. Does Bezdin let it out or do they not let it out? The Rashbam explains, do they let it out because when they took it to begin with, it was only a temporary injunction, which once Adam would come, they would give it to the owner who brought Adam. Or if Adam would not come, they had in mind that they'll put it back to the original status of Kol Dam Gvar. So Mimela the din would be Mafkinan. Oi loy Mafkinan. Or do we say there's a din of Kol Dam Gvar? Bezdin says the stronger one should win. We're taking our hands off. But once we put our hands on it, if we grab the boat, then we have a responsibility to only let the boat go, knowing who the rightful owner is. So maybe the halacha is loy mafkinin. So the Gemara says, we have a machlokes again. Rabbi Yehuda Amar loy mafkinin. Rabbi Papa Amar mafkinin. The hilchasa, the halacha is, loy tafsinin, we don't grab it. The hechad tafas, loy mafkinin. Where you did grab it, where Bezdin did grab it, they don't let it out. So Rashbam says, in Divrei HaMaskil v'Hilchos Loi Tafsinin, ki Rav Yehuda. This is constant with Rav Yehuda's Shita. Rav Yehuda's Shita is, don't get involved, because if you get involved, you're not going to be able to let it out. And so therefore, Loi Tafsinin, and if somehow or other you were Tafsit, you're not allowed to let it out until you're Mavar, who the real owner is. However, Tosfos and Divrei HaMaskil v'Hilchos Loi Tafsinin disagrees with the Rashbam. And Tosfos says, you know why I disagree? Because if you look at the Man D'Omrim in the Gemara, Rav Yehuda is the same Man D'Omer. But in the first Machloikis of Tafsinin, we have Rav Huna, and in the second Machloikis of Mafkinin, we have Rav Papa. If it would be the Pshat like the Rashbam, that one Machloikis is telling on the other, so it should have been in both Machloikis, it should have been Rav Yehuda versus Rav Huna. Elamai Tosfos says that one Machloikis has nothing to do with the other. And Tosfos explains that if you hold Tafsinin, you can even hold that if you hold Loi Mafkinan. We don't let it out. Why should we grab it and then we can't let it out and we're causing damage to the owner who might have won through Kol Dalam Gvar? So Tosfos says, normally when a person has a Cheskes Kashrus, he says that I have Edim. We trust him that he has Edim. So why shouldn't Bezdin, trusting him that he has Edim, put a freeze on the boat, grab it to make sure that he brings his Edim. Ein echanami. If he didn't bring his Edim, the halacha will be loy mafkinin. It's not totally that tafsinin because we hold mafkinin. Even if we would hold loy mafkinin, Bezdin would feel a responsibility since he claims that he has Edim. And the other way also, you can hold loy tafsinon even if you hold Mafkinon. Why? Says Tosfos, because Bezdin doesn't want to get into a situation where it could be he won't bring Edim, and then Bezdin will let the thing go and bring it back to the status of Kol Dalam Gvar. So Bezdin only wants to do something if they could adjudicate the case properly, knowing who the rightful owner is. A situation where we'll take it temporarily, and then we'll put it back in the matz of a Kol Dalam Gvar, that's something that Bezdin doesn't want to get involved in. So according to Tosfos, even if you hold mafkinon, but still, there's a logic to say loy tafsinon. The Hilchasa, in fact, is, both according to Rashbam and according to Tosfos, we come out to the same halacha, that in both machloikasin, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that on the one hand, the halacha is loy tafsinin, and hecha de tafas, if it happened, that for whatever reason they grabbed it, the halacha is according to Rabbi Yehuda, that loy mafkinon.